Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for the bread of heaven. We thank you, Father, for we feed of you, we are nourished of you, and we grow strong in you, Father. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. You're very welcome to the Bible study today. We thank Damba for leading us in worship. And we thank Mark and company for helping us to record this. Glory be to God. So these messages, we thought they should be recorded, eh? Okay? Yeah, we are continuing the study using The Final Quest, the book by Rick Joyner. Last week, we did part one of a lesson we entitled Church Civil War. Just to recap, we saw that God had a mission or has a mission to bring many souls into the kingdom. Okay? So, Satan had to preempt that mission. Eh? Okay? Basically, he had to do whatever he could to make sure that that great harvest of souls doesn't happen. Okay? Remember, God uses people to win souls. Okay? He uses these people, the church. Okay? So, the enemy's strategy, was to mess up these people God is going to use. To mess them up, basically to get them divided, because a house divided against itself cannot stand. Okay? Now, unfortunately, in addition to the demons that are the enemy's army, Christians were also in the enemy's army. Okay? These Christians were the means by which the demons could basically move from one place to the other. Glory be to God. Amen? And we need to make sure that we are not in the enemy's camp. Glory be to God. That we're not being used by the enemy to prevent what God is trying to do. Eh? All right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the enemy's strategy was to cause division at every level of relationship. All right? At every level of relationship. Because he knows if he gets Christians divided, you see, they cannot do anything. You can't achieve anything when you are divided. Glory to God. Amen. So his strategy was get Christian relationships at any kind. Friends who are Christians, mess them up. Divide them. Husband and wife. Churches. You see, one of the things is get the congregation to be against the pastor. You see, that whole thing. Then just divide them. Get churches to be against other churches. You see, and with that, what God intends to do cannot happen. Hallelujah. So we left here when we had decided that we are going to pursue unity. We are not going to be used in any way by the enemy to cause division, as far as Christians are concerned. Okay? We are not going to be used in any way to mess up people's families, siblings, you know, you're the one who has been given the assignment to divide siblings, especially those who are born again. Glory be to God. Amen. We are not going to be used by the enemy to divide husband and wives. You understand? Okay? If they want to divide themselves, let them do it themselves. Okay? But you shouldn't be found to aid them. Glory be to God. Especially when there is really no reason why they should be divided. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Amen. So we went through all that. Glory be to God. Then we also realized that the Christians who were enrolled in the enemy's army were essentially Christians who were self-centered. Okay? Self-centeredness was the way to get them into the enemy's battalions or divisions. Okay, and so we said that we also have to fight against self-centeredness, because self-centeredness essentially is you being the center of the universe. You understand? If you're self-centered, it means God is not in the picture. Even though you profess him, but self-centeredness is making you God. You see everything from your perspective, not from God's perspective, not from other people's, And that is why now you find pride, you see, because pride, you're God. You see, that's where you find self-righteousness, okay? That's where you find unrighteous judgment. You're judging things not according to how God sees things. Okay? And that was how the enemy tricked Adam and Eve, how he got them to fall, by essentially telling them that if you eat of this fruit, you know, you'll be like God, meaning that you won't need God. You see? And when they ate, that's when now the issue of what? Nakedness was an issue to them. Basically, what happened is they became self-centered. You know, And that's how they got onto the enemy's side. All right? So by all means, we have to fight with self-centeredness. And the way to fight self-centeredness is by basically love. Love for God and love for people. Glory be to God. Where it is not you who is God, who is on the throne. Okay? Amen? Love for God. And in whatever you do, you pursue, you seek the perspective of heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So that was part one of church civil war. Hallelujah. So now we're going to part two. Okay? We are finished. A recap of part one, church civil war. The messages are being recorded. They will be put on the website. We shall create a space for them on the website so that in years to come, when we become famous, a time is going to come when these messages that we have preached over the last 1 year, Sunday, people will be looking for them. See, man, that's it. We now, the messages reach now, people don't care, you understand? We know, I want to listen to all the sermons of that guy. I hear he wrote a book. So that's why I was like, these things have to be what? We recorded. Because in years to come, they are going to be a blessing to people whom we don't know now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Now, Church Civil War Part 2. Okay? Most of what we looked at last week was the enemy's army. Okay? Now, in Part 2, we realize that God also has an army. Hallelujah. God also has an army. Now, if you want to know where I'm picking all these things from, just raise your hand. You know, I'll tell you the page and the paragraph. All right? Where I'm picking them from in the book. Okay? So, the Lord has an army. God has an army also. All right? And Jesus is a captain of the army. Hallelujah. Now, the majority of the people in the army are women and children. Glory be to God. And I don't know whether that is sad or that is wonderful. The majority are women and children. Glory be to God. So it is very sad. Hallelujah. God would wish more that there will be more men in this army. Hallelujah. Amen. So the men who are here, I hope you are in his army. You understand? Okay? Especially knowing that just because you're a Christian does not necessarily mean that you're in his army. Because we saw last week that many Christians were in the devil's army. Okay? Okay? And some of them, of course, are also women. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, the other thing about the Lord's army is that it is greatly outnumbered by the devil's army. Now, that is sad. Okay? And according to Rick Joyner, you know, this book, The Final Quest, there were more Christians in the enemy's army than in God's army. Now, these things are very sad. Hallelujah. Just imagine, let's say the body of Christ in Kampala, let's say it is made up of 1 million, as an example, just 1 million believers. Okay? This would mean that more than half of believers in Kampala are actually in the what? Enemy's army. And the word here is greatly outnumbered. So greatly outnumbered doesn't mean God has 40% and the enemy 60% of Christians. Okay? It could mean God has 20% of Christians in his army and 80% of Christians are actually in the devil's army. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can say, but that's not the grace of God. The grace of God, we are all God's children. No one has said that they are not God's children. Amen. So, a good number of God's children are actually not in his army. You understand? And that is sad. Okay? But again, last week we learned how not to be enrolled in his army. The key thing about how you get enrolled in his army is basically he looks out for people who are self-centered. Self-centeredness. By the way, I think I heard from, I learned, was it from Andrew Womack? Where he said that the opposite of love is what? Sandra? What is the opposite of love? It's hate. Okay? The opposite of love is what? It is hate. That's wrong. Okay. The opposite of love is basically selfishness, self-centeredness. You know, that is the opposite of love. Okay? Now, again, like we said, for Adam and Eve to fall, the enemy had to get them to say that you will be like God. Yeah? So essentially, you don't need God. The moment you eat of this this fruit, okay, you'll be like God, knowing both good and evil. Okay? So by eating it, you'll be like God, so you don't need God. You are God of your own what? Destiny. You've heard other things. God of your what? Do they say? Anyway, you understand. Okay? So that means that the way the enemy gets people into his camp is by getting them self-centered. You know, self-centeredness. you think, or they think, all their salary is theirs. Hallelujah. Now that's deep. Glory be to God. You think all your salary is yours. You're self-centered. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So you are a guy, you think all your salary is yours. Okay? Then you partner with a chick who thinks like you. You understand? Who thinks like you? And that is why within a short time, man, you're putting up a mansion. And you're born again. So people say, wow, God has blessed them. Can you imagine a young couple. Now, sure, you know. Glory be to God. God is like, no, I'm not the one. Hallelujah. Then you come to church, you give a testimony. I want to thank the God of Pastor Moses. You know, the God of Pastor Moses. Hey, you know, God, you know, Pastor Moses, you know what? The blessing, then now we have a house. The God of then, the understanding, the stupid one, all clap, wow, young couple, you know, Hey, we have a car, you know, but you didn't at all give anybody, you know. Of course, if you don't give, you can accumulate that money real quick and you have a car. Okay? That's why most of these testimonies people give are just fake things, man. In heaven, they're like nonsense, rubbish. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, it's supposed to be what? You see, that's why I say most of this prosperity that people are whatevering, you prosper, why prosperous, why, look, man, they can't show, you know, the car, but God in heaven, like, that's rubbish. Amen? It is either getting a taxi who is prosperous, man. Hallelujah. Amen? And self-centeredness. Hallelujah. Okay? It is the opposite. And so now, if you want to fight against self-centeredness, basically, get into love. Love for God, love for people. Okay? And in that sense, you won't be in the enemy's camp. Okay? Adam and Eve got self-centered. They wanted to be God. They didn't want anything. They wanted, you know, And essentially, that's how the enemy failed. He wanted to be God. Okay? So that means that he's still using the same strategy to this day. Okay? The same way he wanted, you know, to be God. It is the same thing he used with Adam and Eve to get them to be God of their own destinies, you know. Okay? And that is the same thing he's still doing to unbelievers and believers, Christians. Just get them self-centered. Well, you don't need God. You're there into self-pity, you know, having piri-paris, you know. Piri-pari, you know. If you have an accent, piripari, you know, growing piripari, it is just self-centeredness. And the truth of the matter is, we all, you know, once in a while, we all what? Even Pastor, what? You're like, how can this guy say this about? Can you imagine? Yet I'm the FPO, yet, you know, I have this, you know, God is saying about it. Now, how can they, you know, then you imagine this is nonsense. So what if they're saying that? Let me go on with my work. Glory be to God. Amen? Self-centeredness. Hallelujah. Amen? Self-centeredness. Whether it is a thing, I realize whether it is a thing the devil uses, it is just that. Get you focused on you. Hallelujah. Even when he gets you focused on your girlfriend, it is essentially mfunilawa. You understand? Then again, like I said, the guy, you know, your partner with some guy, a self-centered clique, man. Then you prosper quickly. You give fake testimonies. Hallelujah. Man, people are very weird. They even twist prophecies. You know, people twist things, man. Anyway, hallelujah. Okay, so majority are children in the enemy, in God's army, women and children. His army, God's army, is greatly outnumbered by Satan's army. You know, and it wouldn't be that way, you know, had many Christians been in God's army. But many of them are in the devil's camp. Hallelujah. Then, those few who are in the enemies in God's army, only a small number are fully dressed in the armor of God. Now, how do you expect to win with such an army? First of all, you're few. Okay. Then, with those few again, only a few of the few are dressed, you know, in the full armor. Okay. And some even don't have anything at all. Hallelujah. Okay. Then, most of those even who have the armor, okay, a good number of them, their shields are small, and those shields cannot protect them. And then, even those who are armed, okay, only a few are adequately trained. Okay, and some, by the way, are wounded. You understand? So here you are, the enemy has 100 soldiers. Okay? Then God has 10. You remember? Greatly outnumbered. Okay? Okay? Out of the 10, 8 are women and children. 2 are guys. Okay? Then those 10, you know, most of them are not dressed in the armor of God. That means that if the enemy just sends an arrow, finished. Okay? Then those who are armed, you know, with the armor, they're not adequately trained. You know, not adequately. They are just shouting a few scriptures. You understand? All they are doing, like, you know, they're just looking for prophecies. They're not taking time to grow in the word. You understand? But these things are very sad. Very sad. You can know all the prophecies, all, you know, when you're a baby, but you can shout them and people think, wow, your siblings, they think now this is our general form. But you don't know nothing. All you know are prophecies. You understand? Prophecies are not the word of God. Are you listening to me? You know this thing, of course, but I'm not talking about you, You know, I'm not talking about you. Then, now, the most dangerous of such people are dreamers and people who see what? Visual dreams. Come on, if you don't care for dreams and vision can mess you up, First of all, you can think that you have arrived. Because you get first-hand info from heaven. Don't think, man. If you haven't started getting them, I don't know, you can pray to God to fast what? Say, man, God, first help me, first wait. Let me fast what? Fall in love with the Bible. So that when those things come, you know, the Bible is still my first love. Because if they get you, when you haven't yet understood the importance of the word, you're finished. So you'll be this dreamer, this vision, what? But when you are a baby, you know? And then people, Christians, are understanding. They think dreams and the person who sees, they think such all those people are mature. So they make them their consultants. It's like now me, having Eden, my daughter, as my consultant. A baby. And those people become their consultants. Because they're the one innovative people, you understand? So, you know, you've just made a baby, what? Glory be to God. Now, the best thing you should do for such babies, when you go and they dreamt about you, you're like, okay, wow, thanks, man, that's great, you know. I'm glad God has said this about me. I'm glad God is going to do something about me. But before you leave, tell them that, man, you know, the word. But most probably, if you tell them that, you might never get any whatever from. And you see, and if that happens, then you should thank God. Because what happens is you have just spanked their pride. And they need to be spanked, man. Their pride has to be spanked. It is for their own good. Hallelujah. So, an army greatly outnumbered, not fully dressed in the armor, not adequately trained. Okay? You see, now, you commend you guys, the some of you who dream things. Now, like this, do you know that this is essentially training? It is essentially that. That's why you find not most, but a good number of these dreams, vision, people who can tell you what, you know, you find them very immature, very defeated in life. But they see, they prophet, but defeated, no victory. Because a baby can't have a victory. You know, even though they see angels, but they can't have victory. You understand? They don't know how to properly apply what they see and what they, you know. These things are very serious. Amen? Hallelujah. And, by the way, I'm not talking about just people you know, but I'm talking about worldwide, the church. Okay? And, you know, so they are a defeated folk, but they see man, but they are defeated. And some of them now, when they defeat, maybe they don't know how to prosper according to the word. So what they do now to come out of this poverty thing which has messed them up, they just become buffet. But they see, and now because they see, people think there's no way they can be buffet. Because she really saw my mother. She has never seen my mother, but she told me my mother's name. You know those things, Okay? And with that gift, they start to what? To manipulate people for money. You understand? They can't use the word because they don't spend time in the word. So they become buffet. Glory be to God. Buffet. For example, right now there's this scripture which is being abused, and it is very sad. Okay? This scripture that by a prophet, God led what? The Israelites, you know? And by a prophet, he did what? Did a thing, Okay? Then, believe the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe the prophets, and you shall what? Prosper. So now, the way some people are now abusing that scripture is that everyone is fronting himself as a prophet. Do you understand? He is a prophet. And the man, you should give me, otherwise you're not going to prosper. Do you understand? So now, babies, these babies who are seeing, dreaming, you understand? Now, that is what? So you see how people become what? Buffet. The gift is real, but the gift is being handled by a baby, and a baby who has no intentions of growing up. Because the gift has got into their heads. Hallelujah. Very sad things, Hopefully, you're not one of those who's being what? Who's being kufelad, conned. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So, greatly outnumbered, not fully dressed in the, and then inadequately trained. Sukati, when the enemy lands on those ones, and by the way, now that is what? You know, the God's army. Hallelujah. That's God's army. Be balina. Hallelujah. Now, God doesn't want us to be like that. Eh? God wants us, you know, we Christians, God wants us to be, you know, adequately trained to use our weapons. You know, he wants us fully dressed, you know. And by the way, there were also wounded people in that army. Okay? And if you read further, when the enemy hit arrows, those wounds were exposed. Phew! Hammered. So, you had better get healed. Hallelujah. Amen? You had better get what? Get healed. Amen? Get healed of, you know, those, you know, inner things. Hallelujah. You know, Regan, I read somewhere where he said that, you know, flies always what? You know, look out for, you know, unhealed wounds. You see, and then they come. You see, And the devil looks out for what? People who have things they have never gotten healed over. Then, phew, that's why the devils come and hammer. And that's why people can even get worse and worse, you understand? So people have to get healed. Hallelujah. And one of the ways you can get healed is in the word, okay? Get growing in the Lord, okay? And like we learned during when we did a Bible study on the Bible study on praise and worship, okay? Actually, in the final quest, it says that actually real worship can heal any wound. Hallelujah. Real worship can heal any wound. Glory be to God. So, Damba and group, worship is not just to pass time before the preacher comes. Okay? You guys, man, you can find that man. There's people get healed, but they will never tell you. But they will just realize, that thing which used to bug me, I no longer what? And they don't know that it happened one Sunday, one Wednesday, one Thursday at LAT when they were worshiping. And they got healed. Glory be to God. Amen? All right? Yes. Hallelujah. Now, before we read the scriptures, there was another click, man. You know, so there was an army, you know, in bad shape. But tunnel, there are few, not fully armored, don't know how to even use the weapons, wounded, you know, women and children mostly. Then there was another clique, which we're going to call the mob, trailing behind the army, a mob. For them, they were just party, you know, they were just having a blast, man, singing, that, you know, what? You know, they were just regenerating you guys. Don't you know that they were saying, no, peace. God can't allow that to happen to us. You know, So now that is another group of Christians, man. Cannot Christians. You understand? Who are just there. They are looking. You know, What do they say in Uganda? Slang, Church Tambula, where's the progida? Just again, they said moving from camp to camp. But they were Christians, a mob. They were happy, you know. Okay. In fact, they say that they seem to be intoxicated with happiness. You know, intoxicated with happiness. They were playing, singing, feasting, roaming from camp to camp. Can you imagine that? No, they're Christian. Cano, church, tambula. All they are looking for is progi. Where, you know, And so they want to go where. Then if they reach there and they're not excited, they are what? Emotions are not what they are now. That's why you know there. You know what you know. You get them to pray for 2 hours. They are man. You just be at LH. You pray. And I thought I'll get a prophecy, and I didn't get. After we prayed, in fact, I got there very early. We prayed, and for me, I've been there from the start. I was there praying every day, Thursday, praying. But and guess. You just pray. You know, And there's nothing. You just, then after I sing, it's boring. But they don't say that because they will evidently look, So they create other reasons. Either God has laid me over what, God has what, I have to arrive home early, what, you know those things, Hallelujah. Meanwhile, you change the program for Thursday. Into some, or just hype it up, Tell Rachel that send out now for Thursday. Just tell them this, we're going to do this. They will come. All of a sudden, God will lead them. All of a sudden, God now says, now, he go and pray. Then they come, they say, but I didn't, then I feel, I'm telling you, these things are very sad. And now, a good number of preachers, they know these games, man. They know these things, man. They know how you always create something. You understand? Even in the preaching, always, always create something to get guys. Why? No, that was a mob. Moving from camp to camp. Church Tambula, what is there Thursday? What is there? They never sit down to grow in the Lord. You understand? They're just roaming about camp to camp. That's why they know many prophecies from many prophets. Because they were just roaming camp to camp. Hallelujah. They know the prophecy, but they don't know the most important thing, the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, LAT, we don't want to be like that. That's why I vowed, I will never use those tricks. That is so shallow. And one day, you're going to pay for it. You're going to answer for it. One day, at the judgment seat of Christ. Where you are responsible for hyping. Even you promise things which you yourself know that what you're saying is nonsense. Amen? Then, I would never do that, man. Glory be to God. My main thing, I want, Rick Jonas said that what every preacher should do, get in the glory, you understand? Get God in the place, and then God will say, man, I need to send my kids to that place to be blessed. Then somehow you will send them. But if you're just there playing with graphics, graphics, pics, one. Yes, Pastor Moses, then I'll make a graphic and the guy looks like the most handsome, Ugandan, graphics, just few, then people, now, it's sad that people now, it is a picture which will bring them. With his cute wife, you do like a pig man, you get a graphics guy with a pig when the wife is smiling, and guys come. Can you imagine that? How low can you get? Now, the thing is, God doesn't want you to be part of that mob. It is there in your Final Quest books. A mob. Carnal Christians. But they are Christians. But they are carnal. You tell them the enemy is going to hammer you. They say, no, the grace of God. No. I'm blessed. Then they throw the thing. I'm blessed. It is true you're blessed, but the enemy is going to hammer you. You understand? Amen? And anyway, later he hammered them. Glory be to God. Now, let's read the armor of God. Someone open. Okay. I'm going to open Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. If you don't have KJV, don't put up your hand. What version do you have? Okay. Who has New KJV? KJV is good, but just to create New KJV, okay. Put up your hand until I tell you to put it down. Judith, open 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7. Okay. Martin, open Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13. Stella, open Acts chapter 15, verse 7. Who else has KJV? NKJV. Of course, if you have a phone, you can get it. Okay, Sandra, Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Who else? George, Acts chapter 13, verse 26. Who else? Okay. Who else has a Bible? A new KJV. Oh, KJV, okay, KJV. KJV, okay. The last time you had some strange Bible. Joseph, open 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. All right? So, the armor of God, because God wants us to have his armor. And he wants us to be fully dressed in it. And he wants us to be adequately trained. Hallelujah. Amen? So, that armor, like most of you know, it's found in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 18. And I'm going to read it. Verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." Okay? Do what? The whole, not bits and bits. You know, like this, what? This God's army man. Okay? "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Okay? The wiles of who? The devil, That word, wise means tricks, schemes, dangerous strategies, man, to hammer you, all right? "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore," he repeats it because it is so important, "therefore, take up the whole," all right, "the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day." There is an evil day coming. Hallelujah. And it came to me, to this mob. Forever, no peace, you know, just doing a peace sign. You know, but that day came. And that day comes. Now and again for all of us. Hallelujah. Verse 14, "Stand therefore, having guarded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the" what? "The saints." All right? The armor of who? Of God. God wants us to put it on. Hallelujah. Now, it says that, you know, you put it on so that you may be able to, you know, to overcome the wiles of the devil, the tricks of, because that's how actually Satan basically messed up Adam and Eve. It was just schemes, it was just words. Words. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, the truth, rather, the West is supposed to be guarded with what? With truth. Isn't it? All right? Because it says, verse 14, you know, having guarded your waist with truth. All right? Okay. Now let's see what that truth is. Eh? All right? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7. Who was supposed to read it? Okay. Aha. That is all. By the what? By the word of truth. Okay? So, it is, the truth is what? The word of what? The word of truth. All right? Let's first read all of them and you'll see what I mean. Okay? Who is supposed to read Hebrews 5:13? Okay, Martin? Mm-hmm. Word of what? The first one was word of truth. The second is word of righteousness. Who is supposed to read Acts 15:7? Stella? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, the word of the what? Of the gospel. All right? Romans 10:8. Mm-hmm. Mm. The word of faith. That is the shield. The word of what? The first one was the word of truth. The second, the word of righteousness. Huh? The third, the word of, or the gospel. Then the word of faith. All right? Then Acts 13:26. The word of this salvation. All right? Ephesians 6:17. Someone read it. Ephesians 6:17. Okay. Uh-huh. Which is the word of God. Okay? Read it again. Yes, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. What is a common theme among other things? The word. Hallelujah. It is what? The word. If you're going to stand in the evil day, you need to have what? The word. You understand? That is a common thing among, you know, the armor of God. It is basically the word. You put on the armor of God by having the word. You know, putting on is an attitude. You understand? It is not a physical thing. Those things guys do now, we are going what? We're going to start warfare. Then you say now, we put on the helmet of salvation. Then guys start, I put on the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of faith. You know, you get the shield of faith. I have heard of those things. Have you heard them? You haven't heard them? Yes, people do. You have ever done them? Yes. This is what, you see, this is what I'm telling you. There are babies who have gathered people around them, teaching you, and they start that nonsense. Now, we're going to start warfare, what? Put on your, then I put on the wire. Get your shield, my shield of faith. You know, nonsense, man. You know, but for the people are doing that, rubbish. It just means they have already been hammered. Glory be to God. Now they're just doing drama. Hallelujah. The word of truth. Remember, Adam and Eve were overcome just by the word being what? Being twisted. You understand? So that means the way you're going to overcome the enemy is by knowing the word belongs, the untwisted word. That is it. That's how even Adam fell, and that's how the enemy intends every one of you to fall, by just twisting the word. Glory be to God. Amen? And the word is not only the armor, but it is also the sword. All right? It protects you, and you also use it, you know, offensively. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Man, you guys, thank God you're here, and thank God all of you, you know, you spend time in the Word, you know. Now, keep it up. Especially when you think of dreams and visions, man. To get this vision, dream, guys, to read their Bibles. And you, I can kind of understand them. Because really, I was just there. I was in the service. Then I began seeing angels. Now, why should you now read the Bible about angels? You understand? I mean, all about. You can understand them a bit. However, they shouldn't be understood. Glory be to God. Then there are these things, quick fixes. You have a problem? Now just look for a prophet to tell you. Understand? And the prophet, yes, will tell you. However, man, you'll be hammered by the enemy because you don't have inner strength. You understand? You don't have stamina. You know, you can only be helped if someone is, you know. But you understand? That is very shallow. Grab yourself and learn how to what? And you see, again, the Pentecostal church always, well, not always, but usually it tends to act like Catholics. You know, if you want to rule people Bulungi, manipulate them, you know, Bulungi, just keep them immature. Just keep them shallow, you know, and present yourself as the solution to all their problems. And you have finished them. Hallelujah. You have finished them. And no. So here is someone who has failed to whatever the word. You understand? Bamwanikira nakatabo on prosperity with scriptures. How to prosper. You know. But guy even didn't read it. I lent it to my brother. You know, I lent it to my brother. You know, I was reading it then. So anyway, people now saw a financial issue comes up. Now they're looking for a prophet. It's not bad, but you shouldn't. You know, day in, day out, that's what you do. Every problem, you know. When are you about? When are you going to grow? Now, one of the reasons why that is happening or happens is because men and women of God have fronted themselves as the solution to all what? You understand? Someone, instead of going and vibing the chick, you know, take responsibility. I mean, you want the chick, go and what? Is vibing a bad word? I might be using a bad word when you're people, man, a pastor. It's not bad. Vibe the chick. I had a roommate. He was at the university. He was from Chibuli. Okay? And Chibuli was a mixed school. So he used to tell me that in Chibuli, vibing, they used to call it, and Chibuli was like, anyway, English wasn't a big deal. Guys, Uganda, what, you know. So he told me they used to call it Okusomba word. Okusomba is like, correct? Then word, bigambo, Okusomba bigambo, what? Okusomba word. That's why they would call what? Vibing. So when there was a senior six guy with a senior one, there was a man guy, a somba word, you know. In Budo, they had a term for that, for guys, for senior sixes who used to vibe senior ones. I've forgotten the word. Judith, Did you ever? Glory be to God. Most of you chicks know these words. Okay, in your schools, what they? Yeah, but in holidays and guys would write you mail. Hallelujah. Yeah. So here is a guy. You're not a chick. Go do your work, vibe. You're like, grow up. Eh? So what guys do is say, man, if I can just sort of see in prophet Moses, you understand? Then it will be. No. You understand? So a man of God has presented themselves as what? You want a chick? Just give me money. Then you should, yeah, go do your work, grow up. Eh? Hallelujah. You understand? There are things really, there's no man of God, woman of God who is the solution for everything. Eh? That's a lie. And that's where now the enemy wants people out, wabagala, just immature. Now, what if that woman of God dies? You understand? They can't die. And exactly that's how they affronted themselves. With a buffer. Okay, what if that woman of God, you know, goes to Australia? Eh? The ministry. You understand? So you understand? So we have a mob, just immature, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, God doesn't want us to be what? Like that. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen? I was telling someone that it is not totally true. You know that now, like, oh, prosperity. Aha. By a prophet, you prosper, you know. Then guys say, now, you saw to me. And there's an element in that because Ephesians 4, it talks about, you know, and my God, which shall supply. You know, Paul was saying, because you have given me, my God will supply your needs. It's there, Hallelujah. But now, it is also wrong to say that is the only way people are going to prosper. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, which actually are the ones which talk about giving, you understand? Eh? Okay? Those two, you know, chapters where Paul wrote, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully, You understand? And then you say that, and you'll be enriched in all things, so that at all times, having all that you need, you may abound in every good work. You remember? Now, those chapters, all that giving in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, where God says that you will prosper if you do this, the giving was known to men or women of God. You understand? It was to the poor. It was to the poor. It's clear. Okay? So now, for you, Prophet Sandra, to now get just Philippians 4 alone, and then somehow blind guys to 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, that is just being a thief. Do you understand? It's not true. Philippians 4, in fact, they're just a few, you know, verses. 2 Corinthians 8, all of them are just about that subject. Giving and what? And prosperity. And it was not to men of God. It was to the poor. You understand? So it is not entirely true that only the men of God. God wants also to sort out his poor kids or poor people. And there's a blessing. It's clear. You know, you'll be enriched in all things, having all that you need. You'll abound in every good work. Glory be to God. So now you get people, then you make them like, without me, you cannot prosper. Without giving to me. You understand? Eh? And then, again, guys won't read the scriptures. So they'll say, quick fix. Yeah, this, no? Prophet Sandra. You know, eh? So now, again, that's how Catholics operate. The Pope has said, phew, done. Hallelujah. You know, that's why I always tell LAT guys, you guys read the Bible. Musome Bibles amwe. Hallelujah. Because first of all, I even think about heaven, man. The judgment seat. Where, man, I'll be held responsible for having kept people, babes, having made them a mob. You know, that trailing mob. Just excited. He said intoxicated with happiness. Is happiness bad? No. Do just playing girl feast, watch from camp to camp, church again, church tambula. Hallelujah. These things are very, very serious. Glory be to God. Man, this is judgment, they're coming. And even Pastor Moses is going to manifest the Lord. Say, now you, Pastor Moses. You know, so man, all these things I'm telling you, I'm trying to make sure God says, aha, now you have survived that bit. You understand? Huh? So, the chicken that place. Hallelujah. So, the word of truth, the word of righteousness, you know, the word of the gospel, the word of faith, the word of salvation, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Basically, the word. Hallelujah. We won't go into other things of what does righteousness mean, what does salvation mean. You know, I don't want to keep you babies, so go and find out yourselves. My main thing is to tell you the word. You understand? Okay? Adam and Eve were overcome by the enemy twisting the word. And that is the same thing the enemy is doing now. You know, in fact, for some people who don't know the word, he even doesn't twist the word. You twist the word for those who know it. Isn't it? For those who don't know it, you just tell them, you understand? Or even you just leave them to do what they want to do. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? So thank you for coming for Bible study. Amen? Because... yeah, you are going to what? To read the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you getting blessed? Hallelujah. You see, when you say these things of, it's not only the man of God to give money to, it can actually seem like I'm what? I'm shooting myself in there. How do you? Then I'll pass some money to catch your wedding. Catch you with the Awana Tevagenda, we are going to stop giving. But well, that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to give the children the word. You understand? And force them to grow up. And then God will pay me. You understand? God is my source. The moment you start making this Buga is your source, you're finished. As a preacher, you're finished, man. Amen? God is my what? That's why, you know, we give at LATA, like on Sundays, and we even don't talk about, you know, you understand? Because we're thinking about, man, we have to, the next song to worship our Lord. Those want to give, let them give. But zenga ba mani, those who came, gatibagenda kugava to give, they won't. So just pass a basket as for us, what? We do sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. You understand? Money is not the reason why LATA exists. For me, as long as the rents are paid, the machines are now. Meanwhile, someone sent me a dream this morning. Wonderful dream. Or I should, I read it for you. And this person, you know, Joanne, she told you. These people who tell, she told you. That's why you are. Anyway, she had a dream of Joanne, what's her name? You remember that lady who had a dream when someone was telling her child's name, the child she's going to get, Bagazaiza. You remember? You know Joanne. Yeah, you know Joanne. Yeah, used to work together in SSF. Yeah. So this morning, she sent me a dream. She said that she saw me, I was like in a posh hotel, like Serena, so you understand? And I was, she said, was suited up, like looking real, you know. And then I had mob, like foreign currency. You know, and the dream goes on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, whether guys give me money, you understand? For me, I'm already what? Sorted. Hallelujah. First of all, you give local currency. For me, I was in what? which has more value than what? This local currency, you know. Glory be to God. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, so anyway, the fighting started. Hallelujah. And of course, the mob, the man, guys were hammered and some took off. You know, but they took off. You know, I wonder if that means that they backslid when things man. But they took off. And then wisdom was like, no, you fight this war from the mountain. Hallelujah. What is a mountain? Okay? What is the mountain? I believe that the mountain is the kingdom of God. You remember the Nebuchadnezzar's dream? Where he dreamt, you know, a statue, a structure, a thing, which had a head of gold, chest and arms of silver, a belly and thighs of bronze, legs of iron, feet of iron and clay. You remember? Then there was a stone which came and what? And hit the feet, the toes, okay? And then the whole structure crumbled. And then this stone went on to become a large mountain which covered the whole earth. You see, And the interpretation there in Daniel 2 was that it was the kingdom of God, which would come. All these kingdoms, the head represented a kingdom. Remember? The chest and arms, a kingdom, The thighs and the belly, a kingdom, Okay? And then there will be the last kingdom, feet, iron and clay, and then a stone, what, hammer it, and then that stone will grow, And that is what we know, the kingdom of God that is coming after the last empire, which most people think, Roman Empire and Wabichi, Okay? Then the kingdom of God will cover the whole earth. You understand? And in this, in Daniel 2, he said, a mountain, which covered the whole earth. And you remember Hebrews 12 says that you have come to Mount Zion. You understand? Okay, so if you are to win, you have to fight from the mountain. You have to fight, I guess it means you have to fight with the mindset of, a kingdom thinking. Because you can't, we are in the world, but not part of the world. You understand? So if you fight the enemy, if you attempt to fight him like you're part of the world, he's going to hammer you. Because he is the God of this world. You can't hammer him here using his weapons. You understand? You have to fight like you're not of this world. You are there, you're part of the kingdom. So you fight with a kingdom mentality. You have a king, Hallelujah. I believe that's what it means, the mountain. And that mountain has levels. You understand? When you get saved, so like level one is salvation. Then it goes on prayer, sanctification of faith, and it goes on and on. Okay? So when you get saved, the entry level is what? Salvation. Because when you get saved, you have basically entered the kingdom. Okay? So you are that level. But God expects you to grow up. You understand? Preachers don't want you to grow up. Well, not all of them, but some don't want you to grow up. And then many kids, many sons and daughters of God don't want to grow up. So they remain there. You understand? But God wants you to grow. You understand? Hallelujah. And at that mountain, the higher you go, you see, the better, the bigger, according to Joyner, the bigger your shield grows. That means that the more you grow in faith. Faith. So the enemy sends you a doubt, you know? A doubt, you know, you have the shield of faith. You know, Hallelujah. Okay? And the better you learn to use the weapons, you know, the arm, the sword, the higher you go up the mountain. Basically, the more you grow up in the Lord, the more you grow up in the Spirit. You see, Okay, so it is to your own benefit, it is to my own, advantage that I grow up. Because if I grow up, my shield is bigger, so it is not easy to hammer me. You understand? And then I become better at using my sword, the word of God. Okay? You see, so I am more dangerous to the enemy. You understand? Okay? Now, the side B, well, I don't know if it is side, but the other thing, the higher you go on the mountain, you know, the narrower the ledges become. You see, because you go up the mountain, you know, so the higher you go, man, the more dangerous it becomes. Glory be to God. Meaning that the higher you go, the more you're more prone to falling. Should you be hammered? You know, in fact, you even don't need to be hammered. You understand? Now, what Rick Joyner did, you know, in these visions, okay, he got his sword, and it will help him to be better anchored. You know, again, the sword of the what? The word. It helped him. You see, and he says that some people, you know, they went higher and higher, and then, man, neglected the sword. You understand? Neglected the sword. And for him, when he also got tempted to do the same thing. And by the thing, preachers, all guys who have been saved for a long time, they are prone to it. Start saying, what story? Oh, that story of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. Ah, okay, yeah. Now, read Matthew for what? I know Matthew. Okay, I'll read chapter 4, but chapter 1, Jimani, first of all, it is just genealogy, then the birth of the wise men. That one I know. I'll begin from 5. You know, then they reach 13. They're like, that's the parable of the sower. Then shoe jump to 15. People start thinking that I know it all. You see the high you go? And the man, that's how they get hammered. That's how they, because it becomes a narrower. You see? And he's taught, Rick Jenner, that you can fall from any level. You can fall from any level. Okay? But he says that wisdom is that use the sword, you see, as an anchor. All right? Use a sword as what? An anchor. Now, this is why I commend with some of you who are here, who already, you know the basics of the word, and you understand, and you're here. Now, that is commendable. You understand? I respect you, man. Hallelujah. You know the why you've been saved, seriously saved for a long time, and now you're here, the Bible study. Where you're going to hear? Read the word. Say, for me, I'm not coming back next week. I thought I was going to say something deep. You know, be money. I know those things. You know, And that is dangerous. Never get to that level, where you're like, those things. I know. What? Galatians. That one I know. So you no longer read the Bible, apparently, because you know. Okay? So man, guys up there, man, we are coming down because they neglected the sword. May it never happen to you. Hallelujah. That is if you're climbing. Hallelujah. You know, that's another thing. At salvation level, you can't in a sense, you can't fall. Eh? You can just backslide. You know when things get tight. Eh? But, you know, so you can't fall in a sense. Hallelujah. Amen? So, never get to that what? Hallelujah. Amen? So, like I said, the higher you climb, the larger the shields and the swords grow, and the farther you can shoot the enemy. All right? All right? Yes. I'm trying to see what I haven't told you yet. Yeah, so Rick Joyner was tempted to put away the sword, and then he said that on using my sword to anchor myself, of course, after I had resisted the temptation to leave it behind, the Lord said to him, you have used the wisdom that will enable you to keep climbing. Many have fallen because they did not use their swords properly to anchor themselves. And then some fell all the way to the bottom. They did not just fall from level 10 to 8. Some, yes, 10 to 8. Some fell all the way to the bottom. Great men and women of God. Because they go that they have arrived. And they was beat if it gets you when visions, dreams, miracles. Because you're now the word for what? I can just look at you then, you know, now the word, why waste time in the word? And now the danger, and now this is even what? Dangerous. People think that prayer is a substitute for the word. Then those who love singing, they think that singing, worshiping, you know, I love God, I worship him, you know, and they think it is a substitute for the word. Everything is important. You cannot just be there praying. This way you pray fake prayers, you understand, because they're not based on the word. But no, I pray in tongues, yes, okay, but how will you know when God is talking? How, you understand? You won't know what to do. You won't know how, to rightly divide the word of truth. Kuzusibo, sabo, saba, and tongues. The more you pray in tongues, the more you pray. Man, you operate in spiritual gifts. You begin to pick up things because you're praying in the spirit. So there's way in which is, However, man, you're still fake if you don't have the word. You're seeing, but you're fake, man. And I don't want to deal with you. I don't want you to prophesy to me. You understand? Because you might what? Prophesy to me and say, and you think you're great. Because I even prophesy to pastor, to that pastor, Pastor Moses. See, he comes to me. So, man, I don't want, Glory be to God. Okay? So some fell all the way to the bottom. Okay? And were picked up and carried off by the vultures. Okay? So Rick Joyner says, I spent every free moment trying to drive my sword deeper into the ledge or trying to tie myself more securely to it. Okay? Every time I did this, wisdom would stand beside me, so I knew it was very important. Glory be to God. Amen? Last week, the take-home message was unity. Okay? Today, I think it is what? Get anchored in the word. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God.